Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a story today about a grandma and a granddaughter, and I'm just going to name the granddaughter. And her name, made up, of course, is going to be Emily. So at the beginning of the session, she asks for medium. And she says to me, I'm also open to anything that grandma wants to say. It doesn't have to just be like strictly medium. If she wants to talk to me about my life or about anything else, she can. So I said, okay, thank you. That's lovely. Keep that in mind. And grandma starts by showing me what I believe is her wedding dress, just by the way that she shows it to me. But it's not a typical white dress. So I have to see her standing beside, like, the grandmother, beside a man. Like, it looks like a ceremony.
Is she showing you her own or Emily's?
Her own.
Okay.
She's showing me her own. Grandma's showing me. Thank you, Cal. Grandma's showing me her own dress. And so I just kind of pay attention to that. And I'm looking out the window at the trees, you know, getting all the information. And I see this dress. And then that's it. And then I see the same dress on Emily. And it's weird because I see the dress, or like, kind of looking like the same one as her grandmother's. But then all of a sudden it just seems to, like if you're watching a documentary, like, it just goes into pieces. And I'm like, what the heck? And it's like the camera view or something changes. And this dress, but it's like in tatters, like it's all strips and everything. And I'm like, what the frig? And I see it on Emily, but I see Emily like out, like having lunch. And it makes no sense to me.
It does to an artist.
Okay. And then I see Emily like just going to work and doing all these things. And I'm like, okay, And then next thing, I see another woman, but it looks like an older version of Emily, but not quite exactly like grandma. And I'm like, oh, this has got to be Emily's mom, which is the grandma's daughter. I think I'm getting generations. So I said, well, wait a minute. So I said to Emily, is your mom passed over too? And she goes, yes. I said, okay. She goes, how do you know? I said, well, I'm going to tell you in a minute. I still need to figure out what's going on because I can't figure it all out yet. So she goes, oh, okay. And then she was kind of prodding. Emily was like, well, what about this? What about that? She was kind of like wanting the information. And I said, Emily, I need a minute in order to like get it and get the messages, or I don't know if it's going to make any sense to you. So give me another minute, which she didn't seem really happy to give me. And I just thought, she has to deal with her own shit. I've got to do my job. So then I see Emily's mom in a, again, what looks like a wedding dress to me, but isn't a dress, isn't a white typical wedding dress. And I see, but it's not the same as grandma's. And I see her in this dress, and then I see Emily in it. And again, it's back in tatters. It's all back in pieces again. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? I came to realize when the session was over that if I had been a seamstress, this would have been so much easier for me to understand.
That's why I said artist,
which
I think seamstresses are.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Quilters, right? Anyone who tears up material and creates something.
Yeah.
Or just creates something, period, would probably listen to the image that you're describing and be like, totally makes sense. I know where this is going.
Yeah. I can imagine people listening to this podcast driving their car right now. He's screaming, she's the seamstress.
Hopefully they're rooting for you. Come on, Karen. Come on, Karen. You'll get there.
Right? I can hear people or that are artists going, she's a painter, or like how you might get it because of your own beautiful creativity. But I didn't get it. And I'm sitting there just watching all of this. And then all of a sudden it's like I call it the Rubik's Cube. Because, you know, when you have all the sides of the Rubik's Cube don't make sense and you're trying to shift it. So you have got all white, all red, all blue, all yellow, all green, all whatever. I can't remember if there's more colors.
White.
And
orange.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That all of a sudden then everything makes sense because all the pieces are in the right place. So I don't know how to explain this to people, but it's like a file download of information that then makes it make sense. But that's how it happens. It's not that all of a sudden it makes sense in a process. It just happens. Like a file being downloaded and all of a sudden you know. So I said to Emily, oh my God. I said, I think I'm getting it now. I said, I'm going to tell you what I get. And I said, you'll have to be patient with me because it really isn't piecemeal. And I said, and I'm doing my best to understand something I don't think I know how to do. And she goes, okay, go ahead. And so I tell her about the grandma and her dress and the pieces and then it being a wedding, her wedding dress. And then I see it on Emily. But I see Emily like in a restaurant. And I said, Emily, this doesn't make sense to me that you're wearing a wedding dress in a restaurant or going to work in it. And she goes, oh, okay. And then I talked about the mom and her dress and then her doing the same thing with her mom's dress. And she goes, you've got it, but you don't have it all quite right. So I thought I had the Rubik's Cube completely done. But Emily says to me, no, not totally. She says, can I tell you now? Because you told me not to give you anything more than a yes or no, but I think I need to say more than a yes or no to validate what you've been saying. And I said, yeah, go for it. So she tells me that she took her grandmother's wedding dress and cut it into pieces, different parts so that she could get some lace, some of the fabric, like on the skirt part, some on the bodice, all of these things. And also on a jacket, which I didn't see, but she mentioned a jacket too. And she took the collar, I think she said. And then she took pieces from her mother's wedding dress, which was a separate dress, and it had different colors, but they kind of didn't go well together. So she, I don't know what it's called, bleached them and colored them so that it wasn't the same color as either of the women's dresses, not in the least. And then she took brand new material that she went out and chose and bought, and she took, I'll say, a combination of the mom's, the grandmother's, and brand new material. And she sewed together a dress for herself. And I said, I never saw that it was your wedding dress. I just saw that you were wearing it in multiple places. But I said, is it accurate that you are married and that you do have children? And she goes, yes, I am married. I do have children. And I did make it into a wedding dress. I said, okay, I didn't get that piece. And she goes, I think you kind of did. It was just that it was messy and you didn't know how to put it together. But she says, I want to confirm something else. It is a very everyday dress. And I did make like a jacket to go with it. And I made like a purse to go with it. And she said, and she did something with earrings and she put fabric on earrings. And she says, so I have a whole outfit that is just dynamite. She says, it's just smashing. And she says, I do wear it out for lunch. I do wear it to work. She says, I wear it everywhere. I even wear it to clean the house. I said, what?
As you should. This is really cool. And I love that we protect identity for confidentiality.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, Emily, if you are listening to this and you feel the, you know, desire and security to say, I'm submitting photos. Oh my God, I would love to see this.
Well, I think, you know what, Kelly, it's funny that you're saying that. So let's deviate from the story for a minute. I can't tell you how many times at the beginning of sessions clients say to me when I go through the consent process, I do not give you permission to do a podcast or to do an Instagram reel.
Guess this, what?
It's my session. It's my stuff. Like where they are afraid. Mm-hmm. Like where they are truly stressed for their own personal reasons. I think some of those could be very valid. Mm-hmm. I don't judge any of their reasons, but where it's like, don't you dare share. And I always say to those people every single time, You will never know. Mm-hmm. Because there is complete confidentiality and a changing of certain facts so that nobody can be identified. And I said, so the point of the podcast is for people to resonate and to believe that some part of this podcast is theirs.
Yes.
So that they learn lessons from it. But that other parts won't make sense or shouldn't or might not. Maybe it does for some people. But it's done in such a way that people listening to this are invested in it for every single time they come back to listen to another podcast. Mm-hmm. What is going to be in this podcast that's useful to me? And I said, that's the whole purpose of doing Instagram. That's the whole purpose of doing the podcast shows. And I said, and it's the whole purpose of doing public events.
Yeah. I'm going to reword what you're saying just for a different perspective. Like,
yeah.
You've hit the nail on the head as to why we do the show and the reels for sure is so people do actively work to find pieces of themselves in the stories.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is to understand that your stories are not unique. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about Karen. I'm talking about you as the listener.
Yeah.
Our experience as human beings is not unique. So many of us are living such similar lives. And, you know, mm-hmm. the relationship issues that you're experiencing with your partner, thousands upon thousands of people are having the same issues, right? That's across cultures. That's across all kinds of whatever barriers that you believe exists around this world. So when you do find pieces of yourself in another story, it's not supposed to be with the intention of, oh, that was my session. It's supposed to be, okay, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. Because we're not fixated on telling one person's story. Mm-hmm. We are here to bring people together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, and then I'm going to go back in now. So she explains this to me and she says, oh, this is really cool. She says, and I really like that you're telling me that. And there was lots of validations about her own wedding and their weddings and all that. And she goes, why aren't you telling me what stories I told her to tell me?
It's not my job.
And I said,
I'm a big fan of saying that on any job site. If it's true, that's not my job.
So she says, like, I appreciate what you're telling me. And she says, but I told her to tell me specific stories that I wanted her to tell me.
I appreciate, but mm-hmm. just negated the I appreciate. Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I really don't know. I said, I've been doing this for 16 years. And I said, my understanding is that there's a ton of information coming in for a medium. And I said, and I use all of the abilities. So smell, touch, feeling, hearing, inner knowing, everything, tasting. And I said, it's my job to use every single ability that I've got and then to give it to you. And there's quite a bit of context in this. It's your mother and your grandmother. It's also pulling in three people and what you did with all of those things to sort of like include them in your life. And I said, she chose that. Yeah, she says, that's not what I wanted. This isn't the session I wanted. She says, I wanted what I asked for.
Did she ask for it out loud?
No.
Okay, this is a problem. And I'm going to, I'm so divided when I host or co-host this show because some people like my kind approach and some people just like my hard ass, like, that's bullshit and here's why.
Yeah. So
take whichever version of me you want, okay? And I'm just going to do my thing. In the consent process, you have the ability to say what you want out of the session and direct it. And you can ask out loud, look, I am looking for so-and-so and I am interested with these particular questions to have mm-hmm. these answers. Mm-hmm. You can direct the session. Mm-hmm. If you say, I want medium, go open, mm-hmm. get fucked in whatever other information you get. If you don't like it, oh well. Now you have the chance at any point to say, hey, Karen, could we switch directions for a minute? Thank you mm-hmm. for the affirmations. I'm actually looking for other information. Could I ask questions now? Mm-hmm. Cool. Great shift. Mm-hmm. But to sit there and say, this is not the session I wanted when what you said was medium, go open, mm-hmm. and you don't have to stay with just medium. You got a communication problem.
Exactly.
You got a people-pleasing problem, and now you're going into aggression.
Exactly.
Because you're upset with yourself. Because of your own ambiguity.
Yes. And so I had to say to her, you were told this at the beginning, that you could be ambiguous, because that's explained at the beginning of every person session. You can be ambiguous as you choose to be. But and you may get your needs and you may not.
And the ambiguity just simply means I am handing over control as the client to whatever the other side wants to bring forward.
That's right. And she says, yeah, but if this is what I want, why wouldn't she give me what I want?
Because you're human and we're idiots as humans. And the spirit world is like, hey, we're going to help you out here, whether you want it or not. We're going to do the thing that you need, not the thing you desire. Sometimes, rarely, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's rare. So when you ask the question, why wouldn't they just give me what I want? Like, that's a little, well, be me for a second. Like, grow up.
Thank you. So then grandma says to her, as this is going on, the grandma says to me, well, wait a minute. She says, I'd like to address some of this. So I said, yeah, go for it. And she says, I picked this because it was part of the past. My life, her mother's life, what she's done to incorporate us in her current life. So this was past. And she goes, and then it's present. She continues to do these things with our clothing. So she's got some of my old stuff and her mother's, and she continues to do these things. She's got a project going on right now. And she goes, and she's planning to wear the dress that has my material in it and her mother's and her own coming up in 2 weeks to go to a wedding. So I'm pointing it out because I'm in her past, her present, and her future. And she says, tell her that. Wait. So then I said to Emily, she's explaining that the reason that she chose this story is because it's part of the past, the present, and the future. And so I said what grandma said. And then Emily looks at me and she goes, oh, and she goes, oh, Karen. And she picks up her paper and she holds it up to the Zoom camera. And she goes, and I just hear this big sigh on the other side of the paper. And she puts it down and she looks at me and she goes, did you see the thing that I had written on the page? And I said, I did. She had literally written down on the page right under medium and grandma that she wanted proof, evidence. Mm-hmm. And she had underlined proof, evidence, like multiple times. Like, I have to have this about past, present, and future. And she had literally written the three words down on the page. Mm-hmm. And here her grandmother had met her needs, had done exactly what was on the page. But because she wasn't associating it with that, she got stuck in her head that she wasn't getting her needs met. Mm-hmm. And then grandma said, you have a pattern of saying that you want your, or not saying what your needs are, and then demanding them from people and being angry with people when they don't meet them. And then when you finally realize that they actually did meet your needs and they pointed out to you like a moment, you won't apologize. You won't own what you did. You sweep it under the rug and then you do it to people again and again and again. So there was a bigger reason for all of this, because it was also to pull out a pattern that you're in where you sabotage your own happiness and you sabotage your relationships. Mm-hmm. And Emily sits there and looks at me and she goes, this is the shit kicking. This is the shit kicking, right? She says, I listened to the podcast. I know you and Kelly shit kick. And she's, and I said, well, no, I said the spirit guides do. Well, okay.
I do.
Yes. I said, but right now in this part, it's the channeling part. It's your grandmother's responsibility, or she's taking it as her responsibility. Mm-hmm. To do this for you so that you can see your own behavior. And I said, that is a loving thing that she is doing for you instead of waiting till you're dead. And then you learn that you did this to everybody and it sabotaged your entire life. But it was always on you, but you never once took responsibility that you were the one that created all of these scenarios in your own life. Mm-hmm. That you actually wrote, I'll say, the failures of your life or the challenges or the chaos the arguments, the fights, the ghosting of people, the divorce, and she just looked at me and she went, I get her point. And I said, oh, did I hit the nail on the head with the divorce? And she went, yes. And I said, okay then. Mm-hmm. And she said, my ex is pointing out to me how much he loved me and that I drove him away. And that in a heartbeat, he would have stayed married to me, that he loved me, but that I killed the relationship.
Yeah, because the behaviors that you're talking about, like we got a fearful avoidant attachment, yeah. We got a disorganized like behavior type situation, right? Where I want intimacy, but I'm going to push you away. So this push-pull situation, which super sucks. It's a lot of pain to live in. And yeah. I think it's cool that you bring up the idea of shit-kicking. Love that she listens to it and is open to it. A shit-kicking for your life can happen without verbal abuse, right? A shit-kicking can be an honest, hard look at yourself with someone who is going to hold space, be compassionate, but hold you accountable in making changes. And that's what grandma was offering. And you as a human get to facilitate. And I as a human also get to facilitate in coaching. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's beautiful. Because now the possibilities of connection and intimacy really do open up for her.
Perfect. Grandma's goal got achieved. Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with the Sarlos. If you enjoyed the show today, please be sure to subscribe on your podcast platform and leave a review. New shows will air every other Saturday.